Hard work, making something of yourself, pride in your new home. That's more or less the immigrant story the United States is built on. Successive waves of immigrants have been absorbed into the famous melting pot. I'm trying to find out whether the story of the more than 50 million Latinos, or Hispanics, both terms are used, is the same. In nearly 20 years of covering the US, I've seen this population with origins in Latin America grow faster than any other. But are they being given a fair crack at the American dream? Or is there perhaps something about the Latino attitude that marks them out, provoking an increasingly rabid anti-immigrant tone in the political debate? I'm going to talk to a variety of people, Latino and non-Latino.
My name is Clara Diaz.
And this is your business. Tell me about your business.
Well, this business is for 30 years. I'm the owner to this place 8 years ago.
This is a good business?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that always your dream then, to have your own business?
Yes.
Okay, where are you from originally?
I'm from Mexico City.
And yes, has it been a better life? Has it been a good life?
Of course. Yes.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I had three
kids. They are now becoming completely American kids. They'll have an American life.
Exactly. We came from our country, and we like to get good education for our kids. And that's why we work harder, and we're still working.
Do you mostly speak Spanish in
of
here,
course.
Then?
Yes, so it's my language.